discussion with Jonathan Pelson, the author of Wireless Wars, China's Dangerous Domination of 5G and How We're Fighting Back. John's made the case Huawei is a threat. What is to be done? He lists three possibilities. Scale, change the industry standards, or go radical. And he rejects all three because we come to the fact that what we have here is a challenge to the way we think and the way we do business in the West and the way Huawei must, because it's a product of the Chinese Communist Party. It's a product of state security. So recommendation, John, is built upon Huawei's weakness. What is their weakness?
Well, this is the irony. Their weakness is their discipline and their focus and their scale of business. It doesn't sound like a weakness. I mean, our weakness when we were competing against them was that we were all every man for himself and people were chaotic and they would just slice and dice us, divide and conquer. But if you really look at the opportunity here, the worst thing we could do is say, well, let's just try to put all our resources into one big company and we'll get everyone aligned on a better response to Huawei. Maybe we'll give $10 billion to Ericsson or Nokia. That's been proposed, in fact. That looks like China's model, but we're not as good at doing that as China is. They will win. That's like David and Goliath. They would never have told David, okay, you're going to face Goliath, do a lot of push-ups, have a big meal the night before, and here's your sword. Go out there and try to cut him up. They had to go asymmetric and play to the strengths. The American strengths are this chaotic, innovative mayhem that leads to these breakthrough technologies. You know, there's something called permissionless innovation, which is not government driven. It's not directed. It's not industry associations. It's when a company like Uber or Airbnb invents something that's against the law. It violates social norms. You can't have strangers picking you up in their car. You don't let random people sleep in your house. But when these companies did it, they were stopped by the government, sued in court, and they won. They don't win every single time, but they started winning. And it created trillions of dollars of value. If you look at whether it's Facebook or even Amazon, these are violations of social norms and laws where that breakthrough innovation led to great value. China is not going to follow that kind of a path. They can, but they won't.
Yes, I'm struck now by how this innovation goes in different directions. One is hardware. Right now, we have a limited choice of hardware for 5G. What is it? Nokia, Ericsson, and Huawei, the three choices.
Yeah.
However, there are innovators coming on that are not immediately recognizable, I learned from you, as telecom companies. One is Dell. So what are these innovators building that can be used to get rid of our Huawei in the system?
Yeah, what I propose in the book is facing their economies of scale that Huawei has as a company by creating an ecosystem that's even bigger. So Huawei may be bigger than anyone else, but they're not bigger than everyone else. This is a $130 billion company right now, Huawei is. But if you were to take the telecom market, where if you have Nokia equipment, you can't add a piece of Ericsson next to it or a piece of Huawei next to it. And you certainly won't have some smart innovator say, I've invented a better radio or a better switch. You can't plug and play. If you can crack open the interfaces, then you can welcome in all these new players. So instead of buying a Huawei or a Nokia radio or switch, you can let Dell say, just use ours off the shelf. HP, Fujitsu, NEC, any of these massive companies can do it. And once you start opening this up, the success factor in this market becomes who's got the best cloud, who's got the best software, who's got the best chip design, who's best at integrating multiple systems together. All of those areas, the strength lies in, I don't want to say Western countries, because Japan and Korea are great leaders. Europe is good. India is the great software country and integration company. Country. And the U.S., of course, is a leader in all these areas, cloud, software, chip design, and integration. These are our strengths. China doesn't lead in any of those categories.
If I understand your presentation, and John knows his 5G, and I'm just learning from him, 5G boxes are in these towers, and they all are, these boxes have different things that they do. This goes to the right, this goes to the left, to make an example. You present us something called open radio access, open RAN. What is that and how would it change things?
Yeah, so this is one of the possible solutions here. And I'm not going to tell you that's the only way it's going to go, but it's if it's not open RAN, it's going to be something that looks an awful lot like it. What that is instead of saying you're end-to-end Nokia or Huawei, it's saying anyone can plug in. And the way I would put it is if you have an iPhone, you can buy any Bluetooth headphones and use it with it. You can buy the $250 Bose noise canceling ones, or you can buy a $19 set because the interface to the phone is open. Everyone's allowed to do it. You can have your own proprietary solution. Your headphones may be better or different, and no one else gets to do it, but the interface is open. And once you do that, then you can have some little company in New Hampshire that makes a better radio, and Verizon can say, all right, we're going to put it in the network. Right now, you'll never see that. And you can have a big company like Dell say, we're going to make a switch that you can use in your network and replace some of the Nokia switches or Huawei switches and plug and play. Once you open up the competition, you get this whole ecosystem that grows of companies that are dynamic and innovative and not blocked out by kind of standards that prevent any newcomers.
Remembering that Huawei is state security, so the APTs that are hacking into Vegas, and John has a wonderful example of Vegas, or hacking into any particular system, nuclear codes, any of that, that's connected to the same organization that's funding, subsidizing, driving Huawei. We're not looking at some sinister Dell here. We're looking at the bad guys. Okay, what does the cloud mean, John? We have a couple of minutes. How will the cloud help us?
Sure. So the cloud, the way telephone networks work right now is you have all this intelligence in the local switch. And intelligence meaning if you're driving from one cell tower to the next, it'll hand your phone call off. Now, if that other cell tower is jammed up with other users, it'll know to hold on to your call a little longer. Maybe the quality is not as good, but you have all this intelligence in a telecom network. When you use the cloud, you push everything up into like Google or Amazon Web Services or Microsoft Azure, any of these cloud, it's somewhere in some remote location, all that intelligence sits and they can use it to control what's happening locally for you. So once you do that, you get great increases in the processing power and you get to rely on three American companies that are the world leader in cloud.
And security. Finally, the VC funds have turned away from investing in telecommunications because there are just three players and one of them's a bad guy. Ericsson and Nokia are the rest. Is that changing, John? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've seen some brilliant products that were tested out in the Sprint lab and they said, we love it, but it's some little shop in Cambridge. We're not going to put it in our network because if it doesn't work, we're screwed. We'll have to spend hundreds of millions to rip it out again. You can't do a little trial. When you can open up the interfaces, any hardware maker can be a player and the venture capital companies will say, well, now maybe they'll buy it and put it in the network and you unleash billions of investment to help spur innovation in this space.
Jonathan Pelson, Wireless Wars, China's dangerous domination of 5G and how we're fighting back. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.